The support of the Emperor, Frederick II, for the Ghibellines led to the Guelphs being forced out of the city in 1248. Later, after further skirmishes and small battles, the two factions alternated for several years in ruling the city. In 1260, on September 4th, in the Battle of Montaperti, the Guelphs were again defeated and driven out. In 1263, the same Pope Urban IV intervened by first excommunicating the Ghibellines and then supporting Charles d'Anjou, who, thanks to the defeat of the Ghibellines at Benevento in 1266, was nominated Podestà of the city. Had peace finally been achieved? No. The Florentines couldn't live without doing something, and they thought up the idea of dividing the victorious Guelph faction into white Guelphs, led by the Cerchi family, and black Guelphs, under the guidance of the Donati family. The victory of the blacks, backed by Charles de Valois, led to the exile of the white Guelphs, among them the poet Dante Alighieri, the author of the Divine Comedy. You might think that peace had finally arrived, but no. The black Guelphs again split into two factions, and there were new wars and exiles. Finally, everything calmed down because the Florentines left in the city were very few. Let's leave history for a while and again look at today's city.